Is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Jordan's embattled prime minister submitted his resignation to King Abdullah II on Monday. VOA's Jeff Custer has the details.
The resignation comes amid widening protests over a planned tax increase and other austerity measures. Hani Mulki's reported resignation came in the wake of the largest anti-government protests in the pro-West country since 2011. Thousands of demonstrators have filled the streets of the kingdom in recent days, marching on the prime minister's office and demanding Mulki's departure. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
At least 7 people are dead and many others wounded in a suicide bomb attack in Kabul near a gathering of Afghanistan's leading religious clerics and scholars. This witness said the blast occurred just as the clerics were about to leave the Loya Jirga tent. Moments before the blast, the council had issued a fatwa, or ruling, declaring that suicide attacks were forbidden under Islamic law. The group also issued an appeal calling for the Afghan government and the hardline Taliban to agree to a ceasefire and enter into negotiations on a peace deal. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A fiery volcanic eruption in Guatemala sent lava flowing into rural communities, killing at least 25 as rescuers struggled to reach people where homes and roads were charred and blackened with ash. Nestor Trigueros was among those who was fleeing a lava flow. Hundreds of rescue workers, including firefighters, police, and soldiers, work to help any survivors and recover any additional bodies amid the still smoking lava. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. British authorities have announced plans for a revamped counterterrorism strategy amid reports that dozens of convicted extremists will be released from prison this year. Home Secretary Sajid Javid said continued cooperation with the EU on security was vital despite Brexit.
We've always been absolutely clear that although we voted to leave the European Union, we are as committed as ever to European security. We want and we need a deep and special security partnership with the EU after we leave. And the EU needs it too.
He also said groups such as the Islamic State Group and the extreme right wing want to destroy the values we hold dear and undermine the freedoms that make us who we are. U.S. President Donald Trump is weighing in on whether he could have the authority to pardon himself in the Russia probe. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Yesterday, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani said the president probably has the right to do it, but told NBC's Meet the Press it would be unthinkable.
It would lead to probably an immediate impeachment.
This morning, the president tweets, numerous legal scholars say he has the absolute right to pardon himself, but adds, why would I do that when I have done nothing wrong? Many legal experts have also questioned whether he does have the authority. In another tweet, the president says the appointment of a special counsel in the first place was totally unconstitutional. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A new study says most women with the most common form of early breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy. The AP's Shirley Smith has more.
The study is the largest one ever done of breast cancer treatment, and the results are expected to spare up to 70,000 patients a year in the United States and many more elsewhere the ordeal and expense of chemotherapy drugs. The breast cancer study focused on cases where chemo's value increasingly is in doubt, women with early stage disease that's not spread to the lymph nodes, or when the cancer is hormone positive and not the type the drug targets. Doctors know that most don't need it, but evidence has been thin on which people can forego it. I'm Shirley Smith.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has invited North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to Russia to attend an upcoming global forum. Foreign Ministry spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Monday in Moscow that President Putin issued the invitation to Kim in a letter delivered by Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov during Lavrov's trip to Pyongyang last week. Peskov says Putin suggested Kim attend the Far Eastern Economic Forum in Vladivostok in September. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits.